Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Well, in the midst of an energy crisis, everyone is looking for ways to keep the lights and the heat on while cutting their bills. And we've been told that smart meters can help with this. But how do they work? And what do you need to do to get the best out of them? Could they ever lead to higher bills than you had before? Well, I'm joined in studio by Adam Maguire, RTÉ business journalist, to tell us more. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
So I'm very well. You've been looking into all this for us, and it's quite confusing. And there's been a lot of talk about smart meters over the last while since the energy costs went up. So will we start with the basics and tell us what is it first?
Yeah, so a smart meter, it's just a modern version of the standard electricity meter that's in every home in the country. And it offers a number of differences over the old-fashioned meter. A lot of them are mainly helping the supplier and ESB and the grid, because they continually feed back energy usage information to the ESB. Mm-hmm. And that means your supplier no longer has to get a meter reading off you, so they know at any given time how much electricity you're using. It'll also make it easier for the ESB to pinpoint if there's a fault in the line or identify which parts of the network need to be upgraded. But that constant stream of information can be useful to customers as well, because in theory, at least, it's not actually available here just yet. A smart meter will also allow you to see near real-time information on how much energy you're using and how much it's costing you. So you'll be able to, you know, see what's driving up the bills and maybe adjust your usage on the back of that. You know, switching supplier will also be easier because you won't have to give a meter reading. You won't have to have an engineer come out and all that. And a bit of a niche one as well, smart meters also make it easier for people to sell electricity back to the grid. So the small but growing number of homes that have solar panels, for example, a smart meter is ultimately the way that they might be able to make a little bit of money back from that as well.
That's down the line. That's happening.
Well, not yet. It makes it possible for that to happen. Mm. There are plenty of things as well that a smart meter can't do. I think people might get confused. We've spoken before about smart home appliances like bulbs and thermostats you can control on your phone. Smart meter has nothing to do with those. You can have those without a smart meter and they work fine with them as well. They're separate altogether.
Mm-hmm. How many of them are in place in Ireland?
Just shy of 980,000, about 977,000 was the last figure I got across the country. It's likely to hit the million mark probably in the next week or so. The rollout was first announced back in 2017. It got underway in 2019 and then obviously was disrupted somewhat by COVID. But the target is still to have smart meters in all 2.4 million homes in the country by 2024. So still a long way to go, but getting towards the halfway mark probably by the end of the year or early next year.
Okay, so we have around a million now. We have 2.5 million households in the country. Mm-hmm. Should we all be clamouring for them? Why aren't we?
Well, I suppose the approach is that, you know, the idea is that simply having one is good for the ESB because it means that they have data and it means that, you know, they're good even if you're not making use of them. But the reality then is that you don't necessarily have to get anything out of a smart meter. You can have it installed and just carry on regardless. You don't have to switch. But having one means that you can now switch over to a smart tariff, which is slightly different. So rather than having a single price for your electricity, which is what the old meter would allow you to do, you might have one now that, you know, would offer electricity at a different rate depending on the time of day or the day of the week as well. So some suppliers also offer you know, a free day on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, in return for a slightly higher rate on other days as well. Apparently, though, according to the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, only 4% of people who have a smart meter installed have actually moved over to one of these plans. So far, the vast majority of people who do have a smart meter haven't actually switched over to the smart tariffs just yet.
Okay, and we'll talk about why that is the case in a moment. But there are other ways apart from the smart tariffs, Adam, that people might make use of the meter right now.
It should be said, like, one supplier at the moment is offering energy insights, what they call it, to smart meter customers. So even if they're not on a smart plan, once they have a smart meter, they can actually keep a closer eye on their usage, get a better idea of what appliances are using the most of energy and so on. Somewhere in the region of 60 or 70,000 customers are availing of that at the moment. So
what do they find out? Can they see, I've put the dryer on, and they can see from the smart meter?
Yeah, it's essentially a program and an algorithm that tries to figure out what's happening in the house, even though it's not actually connected to each device. But yeah, the idea is that they'll be able to see on an app or on a website that, when they put a certain device on, their energy usage goes up. Or they can look back over the day and say there was a spike at this stage. That was probably because I had the cooker on and I had the washing machine on and so on.
So there's only 60 to 70,000 people availing of that now.
Yeah, well, it is only one supplier that actually does it. It is going to roll out a bit more. The ESB is rolling out a kind of a data hub service next month, which will allow customers of any supplier to log into a website and see their energy usage in this way. It'll be minus one day, what they say. So it means that all your energy usage up to last night, you'll be able to see. But I suppose over the course of a couple of weeks, you can look back and you'll get an idea of the trend of the type of usage.
So I'd have to say to myself, well, I put the oven on at 1 o'clock. I go back and look at Monday at my usage and go, ah, there's the oven going on there. There's the little spike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you'll see that, well, every day, you know, the energy spikes at this time. That's probably because I'm making the lunch or making the dinner. And eventually it will be near real time, but that's probably not going to happen for another year or two.
Okay. So everyone who has a smart meter should be able to avail of that pretty soon.
Well, yes, it's rolling out from next month, although it's going to be a couple of 100,000 customers initially, and then slowly they'll add on. So I think by the end of the year or by early next year, all people on smart meters will be able to access this hub and will be able to get a bit more information about the kind of energy usage that they have.
Okay, so let's talk about why so few households are using the smart tariff plans, Adam.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of factors at play in this. For a start, we in Ireland aren't very good at switching at the best of times. You know, even if you forget about smart meters, a lot of people tend to be happy to stick with their supplier, even if a cheaper option is available and it's relatively easy to switch supplier as well. The plans are also a bit of a head melt as well, because you're going from a situation where you have a provider offering one rate for electricity and that's it, that's their rate, to you now have a supplier that might be offering four or five different options with different prices at different times of day, different days of the week. And you're looking at all the different suppliers. You have this multiplied by, you know, five or six maybe, all offering five different packages with different times. So it can get very, very confusing to try and figure out, especially if you don't have access to that data, to figure out what's going to be the best option for you. But another factor, I think, is the fear of the unknown, because once you switch to a smart tariff, you can't switch back to the old-fashioned standard tariff. And I think a lot of people will be worried that they'll end up spending more than they would have done their old tariff and they won't be able to get back
and
to that.
And could you? Could that happen?
You could, in theory. I suppose it depends on the plan you choose. More importantly, though, it's how willing you are to tweak your habits once you're on a smart plan. So if we take Electric Ireland, for example, the biggest supplier in the market, so the biggest proportion of customers will be looking at their options in terms of smart meters. Their standard smart tariff offers a different rate depending on the time of day. So between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m, so pretty much the whole day, customers pay 43.1 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's about 9% higher than Electric Ireland's standard non-smart tariff. There's also an extra premium for the peak hours of 5 to 7 p.m. So that's priced at 45.96 cents, so 16% higher than the non-smart tariff.
So far I'm paying more now.
So far you're paying more, yeah. The payoff is that the night rate, that's from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m, is 22.65 cents per kilowatt hour. So that's about 43% of a discount on the standard rate. So a good bit lower, much cheaper. Of course. So,
sorry. Yeah. So in order to benefit, I've got to stay up all night doing the washing and cooking the dinner.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, reality is most homes are winding down at 11 p.m. if you're not in bed already at that stage. So, you know, we wouldn't normally have need for energy hungry devices. And we also know that you're not supposed to put those on when you go to bed, because it's a fire risk as well. The likes of the washing machine, the dryer and so on. The flip side of that, though, is that the normal habits of a home, you know, you'd see a cooker and TV, maybe the dishwasher, washing machine going on at 5 to 7 p.m. That's why it's the peak in the day. So, you know, that's when people are getting home from work, putting the dinner on, and that's when it's going to be most expensive. So if you move to a smart tariff, but you don't change your habits, you don't find a way to change your habits, you may end up paying a lot more in the long run.
So if you decide to go on one of these smart tariffs, you have to be prepared to change how you use energy.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. Because if you stick to the old habits, and certainly if you're going to use your electricity more, as people tend to do between 5 and 7, you're going to pay more. But there is wiggle room there if you think about it. So 11 p.m. to 8 a.m, there is time there that you could be getting yourself into the habit, say, of, you know, if you're the type of person who stays up a little bit late, that you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to put the washing machine or the dryer on for the last hour before I go to bed while I'm watching something on the telly.
Don't have to hang it out now at midnight, you know.
I know, you can do that in the morning. It's great. Or you know, if you're getting up, most people will be up relatively early. If you're up before 8 o'clock, that's the time. First thing you do when you get up in the morning now is put the washing machine and the dryer on, rather than, you know.
Or you can set it to come on the night before.
You could set it to come on as well the night before. Other things, like, I mean, someone pointed out to me, a toaster is a huge energy user.
Is it?
A kettle. kettle as well, obviously. Anything that with a heating element or a cooling element. Is
I knew about the kettle now, but I didn't think the toaster was a culprit.
Yeah, the toaster is as well. And again, I mean, breakfast time, so that would hopefully, or a lot of households would be before 8 a.m., so they might make use of that. Having your shower last thing at night or first thing in the morning rather than in the middle of the day or after 8 a.m. as well. All of these things will make a difference. And I think that's how you maybe see things at least not cost you too much more. Then you get into kind of the kind of future proofing stuff as well. You know, more households have electric cars now, setting them to charge overnight, so taking advantage of the night rate. I think in the future, you know, we may have households with batteries in the attic as well that will charge up at night time on the cheap rate, and then you can run your house off them during the daytime. That's probably down the line for a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's a great idea because you're availing of the cheapest rate then. Yeah. You're not using your
it's
supply.
It's kind of like the old Night Saver radiator, yeah, but for your electricity. But again, it's not accessible. It's going to be expensive to do, and it's probably not something people can do in the near future. But that's probably where we're moving to eventually.
So you have to be very careful before you move over to your smart rate.
Yeah,
that you know what you're doing.
You do. And I think that's where having the data will be useful to people, because, or even just paying attention yourself and figuring out, you know, what's the habit of your household and what's going to make sense. You know, there's that weekend rate that I mentioned as, yeah, well, where you get a free day on the weekend. Some households it would suit to let the washing and drying build up and then do it all in the one day.
Okay, well, Ed in Cork uses a smart tariff, free electricity on a Saturday. He got 25% off his power for free on his last bill, and he does all the washing, the drying and the batch cooking on a Saturday.
There you go.
So that's what you have to do.
The rate on the rest of the week will be slightly higher than, you know, to compensate for that. But if you can adjust and do the energy heavy stuff on one day of the weekend, you can make a decent saving as he has there.
Adam, thank you so much. That's very useful information. No one's allowed to have toast in our house anymore. Let's take a break.